Coming up on this episode of Emulate This, the Super Nintendo is about to get a little smaller and a little classier. Then we're going to talk some ninja video game action, followed by a review of Shinobi 3 for the Sega Genesis. All right, enjoy the show.
All right, press start.
Top Easton Road in scenic Horsham, Pennsylvania.
It's not that scenic here.
It's not that scenic.
Not at all.
We have a little bit of a nice view. No, actually, we have no view because I blocked the windows. That's right.
It feels like a dungeon in here.
Uh-huh. It is. It is a sweaty, meaty dungeon.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So, how you guys doing? Let's go around the room. Eric, what's up?
I'm good, man. I'm pumped. I had like a 20-ounce Wawa coffee
awesome.
On the way over here.
Yeah?
Fucking, I go Columbia.
Okay.
Columbia with Colombian. With a dash of the French vanilla.
Dude, I've seen people do that. How is that, all right?
You haven't lived. I'm telling you.
I gotta try it. I've seen people do it in the morning, and I'm like, I don't know.
What, have coffee or...
No, to mix the two.
Oh. No. I have used the... I'm sorry. I should have been specific. The French vanilla cream.
Oh, the cream.
I use. Yes,
oh, okay.
The creamer. All right.
I thought you meant the machine. You walk over the
machine.
It's
a lovely combination.
I gotta try it.
I like...
Colombian.
I like the Irish cream.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Thanks for the tip.
Good shit, too.
Mike, what's up?
Not much.
No. How you feeling?
Not much at all.
A little bit under the weather.
A little under the weather today. Yeah. But I made it out.
Unlike somebody else, not here.
Oh.
Rory, back in his comfy, cozy confines of his command bunker.
Oh, General.
By court order, I am back in the command bunker.
Right. We should. You should go by your moniker. When you're in the command bunker, you should be five card stud.
Yeah.
Five card stud. You know, I want to get a sound effect of like. That submarine sound, like the dive, awooga. Like every time we say command bunker.
You gotta
I want a sound
that.
Effect for a command bunker, then I want a sound effect to shoot it off. I like Mike, also have a cold going on.
The sick's going around.
The sick is going around.
On the show, back on the show, he hasn't been on since Eric's been on the show.
Right.
Is Cliff in California. Yeah. What's up, Cliff?
Not too much. I'm just... Not sick over here.
Awesome. Do people get sick in California? I don't know, because your weather's consistent
too
out
nice.
There in L.A.
Too nice to get sick there.
I've already gotten sick earlier. The weather's been kind of all over the place up until now.
Well, that happens in California. They are always ahead of everyone else.
They are.
In everything.
They are. Ahead of the curve.
Yes.
Ahead of the curve. Not like us on
Zika
the east.
Virus.
Yeah.
Is that going around over there, Cliff, that Zika virus?
That's just starting to hit here. So,
it's getting popular.
You should be getting it soon. If you want.
So we should be seeing it in a couple years.
Yeah. We'll be seeing it here, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be coming your way soon.
Yeah. Awesome.
They don't have a lot of standing water in California.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Dr. Biologist. Yeah.
Deserty.
Yeah.
We have a good program. This program, we're going to focus on ninja. It's going to be ninja-centric.
Cool.
Ninjify yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're going to do that, talk about ninja games, and then later in the show... we're going to review Shinobi 3 for the Sega Genesis.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Looking forward to that one. One of my favorite Genesis games.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, man. Yeah. He looks animated.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely. Got some...
I have breaking news.
All right. Let's get to it.
Here we go again. Eurogamer is reporting that after canceling the NES Mini, Nintendo is set to release its SNES Mini. In time
Makes
for Christmas
sense.
In time for Christmas this year, Nintendo explained last week that it never intended the NES Mini to be a permanent product, and its production run could not be extended further, as the SNES Mini was slated for production instead.
Yeah, that's a good follow-up to
Hold on a second here. I gotta say, Brian Taft couldn't have done it any better.
Oh, thank you.
That was excellent.
I've been working on my pronunciation.
Nicely done.
So, yeah.
It shows you how little training Brian Taft has.
So this SNES Mini is just going into production, right? And it's going to come out when?
By Christmas, they're saying. Now, technically, this is a rumor, but Eurogamer is usually pretty good with their Nintendo Insider stuff. So
right.
You could kind of... It's kind of for... And it makes sense. It makes sense for Nintendo.
Well, it makes sense, but it also makes no fucking sense. Yeah. Because why can't they coincide and make another factory in China make the NES Classic? Mm-hmm.
They ran out of conveyor belts, I guess.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why discontinue?
I don't know.
Why discontinue?
Nintendo hates money.
Nintendo is run by chimps. That's why. It's run by chimps.
None of us have the NES Classic. Cliff, do you have the NES Classic?
I don't. I know someone out here who does have it, but I do not have one myself.
What's it like? Is he the cool? Is he the cool like?
Everybody hangs out there. He's so cool.
He actually was debating selling it for the longest time, and then once they said it was discontinued, he decided to keep it.
Totally.
So, yeah.
That's an investment now at this point.
Yeah.
It's a collector's item. Totally. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
With emulators, I don't know that I keep it. If I could get like $300 for it, I'd have a hard time not selling it. I really would.
But it could go up even higher. Okay. I mean, that's the thing. That's an investment.
But I would never open it. I don't know. I know what you're saying.
No, yeah. I would
like
never open it.
Like a baseball card. You never. Yeah. Keep it mint.
Well, I guess it's going to go for the same price, right? It's probably going to go for $59.
You would think in retail. That area. But I don't know.
It's too bad they're only going to make 5 of them.
I don't know that I'm interested, to be honest. I don't know.
I wonder, since the other one was so hard to get, are people just going to go, fuck it?
No.
And that might create availability.
No, you'll have people that didn't know about it when it first came out before, mm-hmm. now know about it, and they're going to be even more freaking stalkers trying to get them and sell them on eBay.
In our age group, do you think the NES or the SNES holds more nostalgia? Or are they equal? Because I think that's why the NES Classics sold or was in such high demand as it was.
I don't know. It's tough to say because the game... I think if you played on the NES, you also played the SNES when you were a kid. So
yeah, I feel like our age group probably played both. So
yeah, so the more quality games...
Of course, are probably on the SNES. Yeah, right.
Sure. So you would think there might be a little bit higher demand now. But who knows?
Yes. I wonder what third party, because that was the thing that was so surprising about the NES Classic, is that it did not have just NES games from themselves, mm-hmm. like first party games. So I wonder what third party games the Super Nintendo would do. It also tells you, interesting enough, that maybe they'll consider making an N64 one.
I would buy that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would care about an N64.
Yeah, that's what they really should do.
I'd be all over that.
If N64 emulation isn't all it's cracked up to be at the moment.
At the moment, no.
Yeah.
Put that out.
Yeah, but then they'll only put out a limited amount and you still won't be able to get one. And I'm not paying $300 for one. I'm just not going to do it.
No.
But that's what they're going to be. I mean, how are you going to get one?
Yeah, I don't understand the point of not making enough.
They thought it would be a cute little gift for Christmas, a cute little collector's item, and they had no idea. They, again, in their infinite wisdom, had no idea that people actually wanted one of these things.
Well, now they know. Now they know. So they should make a ton of these.
They should.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. They're idiots, Ryan. They're chimps. You think they learn. They don't learn. What they're going to do is they're going to figure out a way to make the Super Nintendo use waggle controls. They're going to do it. I'm telling you right now.
Who makes the Atari Flashback?
I'm not sure.
Because that's still out.
Yeah,
like
but
you can still get those all.
That's like third party, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe companies will just keep making them and making them.
Because Atari does exist, correct?
They just don't make paper, games. But Atari is a brand that gets bought and sold every couple of years. But Atari doesn't resemble anything from when we were children in like the early 80s. Like it's not.
Because you can still get those flashbacks. They make a flashback for the Atari, the Intellivision, the ColecoVision. You can still buy those.
Yeah.
You know, so, but why don't you just keep selling and manufacturing the NES? Because people still buy those flashbacks. They're like $40.
Yeah, they're really cheap. I mean, pretty much. There's one up for Sega Genesis. Yeah. That's one. You know, that's.
Oh, yeah. They're all just made by knockoff. They're knockoff Chinese companies. I don't know how they get away with it. They must own the.
Right.
Intellectual property. I mean, they must have bought it. They wouldn't be able to sell it in America. Yeah.
They probably rented it. They said, we'll make it for a year.
Mm.
And Sega's like, we like money, sure.
Yeah.
And Nintendo's like, well, we kind of like money.
Right.
Not really.
But I guarantee you that The Nintendo. Well, here's the thing: the Nintendo's they're making their own, so it's better quality than all the other ones.
That's true.
Ooh, you know, I don't know about that, but that's
why have you played it? How do you know it's not as good?
But I assume it would be.
I have heard that the quality of the emulation and like the video filters and scalers that come with the NES Classic are laughable.
You mean
just like the Virtual Console? So it's not high quality.
I was going to say
not high quality.
So quality wise, compared to the emulator, so you don't think it's not supposedly as good?
Quality wise. For the emulation compared to, say, Nestopia,
right,
is poorer.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Well, okay. That's what I mean. What I'm saying is, we had, during our episode, when we talked about this like 10 or 15 episodes ago, we had a debate that Ryan was assured that Nintendo would never let us down, okay? Like he worked there or something, okay? And, of course, that's full of shit. They don't even get their hands dirty on it. They half-assed it. And again, the quality of the emulation and like the colors and the filters and all that, mm-hmm. they're substandard. Yeah. They're no better than the Virtual Console, which is already kind of crap.
Right, right. Well, that's coming out. It's going to come out around the holidays, so I'm sure that'll be fucking impossible.
And
just so
we're clear, it is still a rumor, but it's a pretty solid rumor.
It looks pretty solid.
Yeah.
So. Right.
All right. Well, let's get to the Odyssey. I love that song.
Boom, 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 boom.
Let's get to what we've been playing. Rory.
Well, you know, it's an interesting week. They we have been using the Windows version of RetroArch for NetPlay. So this is going to be a future episode. We're gonna talk about NetPlay and do a deep dive into it. But
again, that has to be approved. But okay, keep going.
The board will meet and approve it or disprove it.
I am the law, okay? So the board, no, you got to be saying the fucking board. The RetroArch is what's used on the Pi, and it's very good for emulation. It plays a variety of systems. It's on Windows, which again, probably the most common operating system out there. Ryan and I and other people, we've played, we were testing it. And again, the NetPlay is what you really want the RetroArch for, because it's a very high quality NetPlay. It uses like rewinding save states to make sure that you're not desyncing, which was an issue with Calera. Again, I don't want to get too much into it. We'll save it for a different episode. But I've been using a lot of the Windows RetroArch. It does use an updated Final Burn Alpha.
Can you possibly explain to our listeners, if they don't know, what desyncing is?
So, desyncing is like when you have the host computer and the client computers, the people connecting to the host, they're losing what's happening on one screen is not happening on the other, basically. So I'll see an event as the host, and Ryan will see a different thing. And it won't be like I'll be a second ahead of Ryan. We could actually be doing totally different things. Like, again, I could be on, like, we talked about this in the Metal Slug episode. I could be on the right side of the screen shooting a bad guy, a helicopter, for example. And Ryan could be on the opposite side shooting the helicopter. And if you looked on both of our screens, our characters are shooting wildly up in the air at nothing.
Okay. Right.
So that's what desyncing is. Gotcha. And again, using these, the different type of net playing connections with the rewinding and the save states, I guess they're called micro save states. In RetroArch, it's a very high quality NetPlay, and again, it says it doesn't desync. And in our testing, with a guy in a different time zone, when it wasn't desyncing at all.
Yeah, so it worked good.
Big thumbs up for Windows RetroArch.
Cool.
You know,
that's cool.
Right. All right. How about you?
Well, I played Journey again. I just got the PS4, and I'd learned that since I owned Journey digitally on PS3, that I get it on PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, and there's really not a whole lot of, I mean, the game played smoothly on PS3, so there's not really a whole lot of updating to it. Oh God, I'm going to upset some people here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Journey is a cute little experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he used the word cute. That's never good.
No. It's fine. I'll just talk to him about it a little. It's not really a platforming game. If you had to call it anything, I guess you would call it a platforming game, but it's really a walking simulator. It's only like an hour and a half, 2 hours long. You know, it's not really a game. Okay. And that's fine with me. Now I went into
it. Not really. It's more of an art project.
Exactly. Now I went into it knowing that. Okay. And I was okay with that.
Oh, okay.
The issue I have with Journey isn't Journey itself. It's the response to Journey. I think it's massively overrated. If you read some of these reviews, you know, they say things like it's enchanting and engrossingly emotional and heartfelt and whimsical. And I'm just like,
yeah,
dude, I don't get it. Okay? Like, I played it the first time on PS3 and I thought, okay, it's okay, but I don't understand. And I thought, okay, maybe I'm a little older now. I'll try it again. Okay? And I've had the same exact experience with it.
It's just overrated.
I just... These words, these things, whimsical, these are reserved for Free Willy, okay? That's what these words are for. They're not for Journey. Yeah. Did anybody else play this? Am I taking crazy pills?
I gave it a shot. It felt unfinished to me.
Wait, Cliff, I played Journey.
It felt like a demo.
And you know what's funny? Right after I finished Journey, it took me about 90 minutes.
Right.
And right after I played it, I thought, that was neat. I'll never want to play this game ever again. Right. That's exactly what I said.
Yes.
Yeah, I played it too, and I thought it was a cool game. And I had a cool experience where some like random guy just like joined my game and kind of like led me through.
Oh, that was cool. Do that.
But then same thing, like I beat it and I was like, all right, that was fun. I'm never going to play it again. And I haven't touched it since.
Yeah. So it's like a one-time deal. You do it once. Right. It's over.
Yeah. No, I was going to say it's good for that, like, you know, 2 hour experience just to like play it and see what it's about.
Right.
But I, again, also agree that it's massively overhyped.
Yeah, like IGN made it their game of the year in 2012. Yeah. Now, Borderlands 2, Far Cry 3 came out there, along with a lot of games that I think are so much better.
I have my feelings about Borderlands 2, and we'll get to that.
And that's okay, but and again, this is an opinion thing.
Yeah.
But for me, the time and the effort and the amount of people that it must have taken to put something together like Borderlands 2 and Far Cry 3, it's almost a smack in their face. When, like you said, Rye, this kind of feels like a demo.
Yeah,
it was a cool little thing, but that's what it was. It was a cool little thing, you know? It wasn't a game of the year, for me anyway. And I know a lot of people just, you know, can't stop slobbing its knob. I mean, clearly. I mean, these are quotes, the whimsical shit and enchanting, you know, I'm giving. And I think there's this desire in games journalism, and I'm using finger quotes on journalism with my, you know, you can't see that because you're listening.
Yeah,
but, there's this desire to see games taken more seriously as a medium, and I think sometimes they just push it too far. And the fact that this game was, and it's a great piece of art. Don't get me wrong. It's, you know, it's unique.
Looks great.
It's unique. It's cool. You know, but as a game, it's not really. It's not a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a walking simulator, and
it's got trippy music.
It does have trippy music. It does have trippy music. Anyway, that's my gripe. My gripe isn't with Journey. My gripe is kind of with the people who blow it up, you know, and I'll quote Peter Griffin and say, I didn't like it because it insists upon itself. He said he didn't like The Godfather because it insists upon itself, and everyone freaked out at him. So I feel like the guy sitting there saying it insists upon itself.
Gotcha.
So, I can go with that. Yeah.
Anyway, there's my gripe with Journey. So there's my gripe.
All right. Cliff, you've been playing anything?
Yeah. I actually picked up a Nintendo Switch, and I've been playing the new Zelda game.
Oh, you got one.
Oh,
really?
You bastard. How is it?
Yeah. It's incredible, honestly. It's awesome. One of the best games I've ever played.
Oh, I heard that.
I don't know how they did it, because, you know, I grew up with Zelda. I love all the Zelda stuff, but over the last couple of years, I felt like they were just doing the same game over and over to a degree. But this one is just, like, expanding on everything in the Zelda universe, but also, like, taking everything from other open world games and applying them in the best way.
So it feels totally fresh, this one.
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome.
How far
is the weapon breaking shit getting old?
What's that?
Is the weapon breaking mechanic getting fucking old?
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But once you get further into the game, you start finding like better weapons that have better durability.
What's the is that?
Weapons actually break?
Yeah, so you can, like, throughout the world, you just find weapons everywhere, and, like, anytime you kill an enemy, he'll, like, drop a weapon you can take. But they'll break after, like, you know, a certain amount of hits on an enemy.
Is it costly to repair them? Can you even repair them?
You can't repair them. Like, there's no shop or anything that you can go to repair them.
Okay.
But I heard that if you, like, the Otoroks, the specific enemy type that you'd find, if they, like, swallow your weapons, they'll, like, regenerate it, basically.
Oh.
I haven't had it happen. I just heard that's one method.
Okay.
But I mean, you'll find weapons constantly everywhere you go. It does suck, like, you know, if you have, like, a really nice sword or something, and then it breaks, but there's plenty to be found.
Now, I'm with you, Cliff. The Zelda games are some of my favorite ever. And what separates this one that makes it so good from the others?
Honestly, it's a sense of, like, exploration that you have from it. Like, mm-hmm. it feels the most like the original NES Zelda to me.
Awesome.
In terms of, like, you're just wandering around and you're pretty much free to do whatever you want. Hmm. And, like, you can even, like, climb walls, climb trees. So you can traverse anywhere you see in the game. It's really cool.
That's really neat.
Is it loose on the direction like the original, like not giving you a whole lot of go here, go there, like the original?
Yeah, it's basically, I don't know if you played like games like The Witcher or like anything like that.
One of my favorites, but, Witcher 3.
Yeah, like Witcher 3. Like, so you'll get like different quests from NPCs throughout the world, and like you'll have a log of everything you can do. And then, you know, if you're just wandering around, there's shrines you can discover, and they have like challenges where you can get different items and upgrades, stuff like that. So
sweet.
I like
you sleep.
I want to get
you sleep with the game under your pillow at night.
I pretty much do, because the Switch is just right next to me in bed. So yeah,
I'm fully erect just hearing about it.
Cuddled up with it, you know, it keeps me company.
Awesome.
Battery keeps me warm.
Cool.
Nice, Mike. How about you? Anything?
I went ahead and kind of went a little crazy on eBay.
Oh, okay.
So I bought about 8 or 9 titles for the NES, and had some leftover birthday money.
Cool. Awesome.
So usually when I get new games, especially for that system, I take them apart. And even if they say clean and tested, I usually take them apart and kind of clean them myself. Mm-hmm. Myself.
Yeah, whatever.
And so I figured since I was cleaning about 10 new games, I took out all my games and took 2 nights and
just sitting there with the Q-tips.
Them clean.
There you go.
Yeah, Q-tips, an eraser, and 98% awesome. Isopropyl alcohol.
Okay. what games did you get?
Oh boy, I got Batman.
Nice.
I got Dragon Warrior. I got
Tetris. Not that good.
I got Tetris. I'm playing that now. We'll talk about that next episode. I'm trying to make heads or tails on that one.
No.
I want to give a turn-based RPG a try, especially an old one, because I dismissed them as a kid. You know, I played, a friend of mine had Final Fantasy, and I didn't get it. I didn't get this the whole combat system. So I just kind of wanted to give another go at it, and I thought, why not go with, you know, one of the originals? So.
Mm-hmm.
I got the original Wizards and Warriors. Yeah, I got a bunch. They were all cheap.
That's cool.
They were all cheap.
Oh, so you
games.
Got a good deal. Were you bidding, or did you just buy a lot?
I was bidding. I didn't pay
separately.
I didn't pay over $9.
Oh, okay.
Batman, right. I spent $11 on.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is a good deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it goes for $17 or $20.
Right.
Yeah. I bought it at 3 a.m, so I think that's why I got
I see.
Yeah.
Some bourbon and some eBay.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm sick right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll get to me real fast. I don't even know why the hell I played this fucking game, and it's awful.
Right.
But I don't know, the other night I started it up.
I love bad games, dude. Sometimes it's funny shit.
Dude, this game,
I don't know.
The Adventures of Bayou Billy.
Oh, that's a frustrating
game. Oh, my God. It's an awful Bayou Billy. Every now and then I play that.
Why did you? Because you do talk about that a lot, and you hate it.
I know.
Why did you try it again? Are you like me, where it's like, I want to try one of these RPGs? And
yeah.
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 Did you play a lot when you were a kid?
Yeah, Rory had it.
That's why.
Rory had it.
Yeah.
And it's awful. It's such an awful game. First off, it's hard as hell.
I don't think I was able to get through the first level.
I had that game when I was a kid. I hated it.
The second level is the Jeep.
I've never gotten there. I've rented that game a couple times.
Yeah.
From West Coast Video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It turns into a shooter.
That's right.
Yeah. The game doesn't know what it's supposed
to
be.
Yeah. Does it start off as like a platformer?
It just
almost
starts off like you're walking around fighting guys.
It's like a lot of awful ideas.
like a Hudson's Adventure Island sort of.
No, it's
more like a bad Double Dragon one.
Right.
Okay. All right.
And the guys take forever to kill, and the bad guys don't even come after you. They just kind of roam around the screen randomly.
Okay.
You know what I like?
You have to follow
them
around.
The balding guy looks like Michael Keaton.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah.
This guy looks like Mike. And then you kick alligators to death. For
yeah,
some reason.
Yeah, and you have to get the turkey from the alligator. It's awful. It's awful.
They were obviously out of ideas. When they were making.
Would you describe it as enchanting and whimsical?
No, it's far from that. It's far from that.
How long did you give it a shot for?
I probably played it for like an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But it sucks. I just kept starting over again for, you know, it's awful. Here's the thing. Here's why I put it in.
Okay.
I love the music.
Really?
Yeah, the music.
You and
great.
Music, man.
That is sick. That is sick.
I love the music in that game.
Huh.
It's very catchy.
I remember one time you saying that if a game has awesome music, but the gameplay or the game isn't that great, generally the game's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Is this not the case in this one? This
game
sucks.
Yeah, the game's awful. It's just awful all the way around. The controls are bad. Your punch does nothing. You have to kick everybody.
Mm.
And I don't know. It's just an awful game.
Jesus.
It's one of the I think it's one of the hardest games out there.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't remember much of it because, it was so damn hard. Yeah, I had it when I was a kid. And
it's cheap. Oh, you owned it?
I probably played it the least of any game I ever had. Because it was. The cover looked good and the card. The freaking commercials looked good. Uh-huh. And they sold it really well.
Like
and I totally
Dundee,
bought it.
You know?
I totally bought into it and it was bullshit.
Probably the worst thing about the game is the fact that the enemies take so long to kill. That's what it is. I mean, you'll spend 3 minutes trying to kill one alligator.
Just punching it and punching it.
It's awful. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're out of the Odyssey and we're in to the land of Ninja. So first, I'm going to start with probably one of the infamous Ninja games, Ninja Gaiden.
Sure.
Ninja Gaiden, for the NES. Mm-hmm. My White Whale.
Many people's White Whale, I think.
Yeah.
Mine as well.
And I think we all have experience with that game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hard. Yeah.
Hard as hell.
Why is every ninja game so fucking hard?
Because it's hard to be a ninja.
God, man, it really is.
Yeah.
God damn, they really make you earn it in these games.
It's tough being a ninja.
There's so many games that I beat all the way through, and I can't recall a single game, even in the newer ones that are easier, I can't recall beating one.
I can't even get close in Ninja Gaiden.
No.
I'm pretty sure I can get to the third or fourth
that level? Or Shinobi one.
I mean, that's pretty far.
No,
third or fourth. I mean,
yeah.
You beat the outside when you're outside and you got to jump on the pillars.
I can beat that.
Okay.
Is that the third level?
That's like the second level. I think it's like.
Then I might not be able to get past that.
I think it's like the second section of the second level.
Why are they always out there in the day? Shouldn't they like
exactly?
Be hiding?
That's right. Yeah, they're supposed to sneak in the darkness and the shadows and shit.
Everything,
right?
Yeah, but he's wearing a light blue costume in the game, so it has to blend in with
true.
The sky.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, Cliff.
Very strategic.
That's
of
strategic. Yeah.
So that's strategic approach.
Strategery.
Now, here's the weird thing about that game: is that game as good as I think it is? I know it's hard. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
But is it good?
It's debatable. I think it's good. The respawning is not cool. That's a total flaw in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
but I think it's good, and it's fun jumping on walls.
Like, it is fun.
You know, that was a cool aspect to that thing.
Yeah, yeah. When you get hit, you bounce back.
That plagued a lot of games.
Yeah, and when the bottomless pits are all over the fucking place.
Yeah, all over.
Yeah,
all over.
I mean, it took them so long to learn. Stop doing that to people. You know, all games did that. Not even just ninja games. It's like they hit you and you fall in the fucking hole.
That happens Mega Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? It's awful. Yeah. Cliff, have you ever beaten that game?
I have only once, but it was with, emulation. So I had like quick saves.
Oh, okay. Obviously. Yeah, you're doing it Rory style.
Without anything, I've gotten to the last level and I've never beaten it.
Well, that's impressive.
Yes. Yeah, impressive. Seriously.
What is the save situation normally? Does anyone? I haven't played it.
Well, normally it's like, I think when you have game over, you start from the beginning of the level that you died on or whatever.
There's no passwords though, right?
No, it's just you have to play there every time.
All right.
I remember when I was a kid once, I got to this boss. I think it was like the boss of level 5, and you're on top of this like crazy tower, and he's this guy with this like helmet with like horns on it, like demon horns, and he casts light bolts at you. And I thought it was the last boss because, obviously it seems like it.
It was hard as shit.
And I beat him. And I remember I was at my friend's place, my friend Lee's house, and we were so excited. We like had his mom take a picture of the screen, like with an old camera, so it's like an actual photograph.
Right, right.
And then after I beat him, I went to the next level, and it was just so disheartening. It was just like, what the fuck?
You just ripped the picture up.
So that picture was garbage from that point on.
That just motivated you more, hung it in your room.
No, man, it was defeat at that point.
I've only ever gotten to a certain point in that game, so I have no idea what lies after that.
Yeah.
So that's one of those motivators.
Yeah, I'd have to go on YouTube to see what happens.
I don't even want to see. I don't want to.
I don't want to ruin it.
I did the same thing with Castlevania 3. I don't want to see what's after.
Right.
I think it's like this Great Hall or something like that. Like it's like the first section. It's the bridge before you get into the castle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see what comes after that.
Mm. Yeah.
But I also don't, at the moment, don't want to play that game right now. But eventually I will. But would you guys consider Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Ninja
Game. It's in the title, absolutely.
Because I'm familiar with the first one. And the
unless you're British, and then it's Mutant Hero Turtles.
That's right.
I'm not British, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, well.
Cheerio, motherfucker.
They use ninja weapons, and they are Ninja Turtles. Yeah. So it's a ninja game.
And they flip in the air.
That's right.
They do flips.
Well, first off, the first Ninja Turtle game is awful.
It's awful.
Okay.
I wish you could have seen Ryan's thing. Yeah. He like pointed his finger.
If he had a knife, Mike and I might have died.
If I had a ninja start, I would have went right across the room, right into the wall.
Is it awful?
Yeah, I think it's an awful game.
It's awful.
It's a shame they put that fucking electric water level like in the second. Yeah. It's the second level.
It's the second level.
Yeah. That should be reserved for like the end.
But see, you know, Ryan, like you were saying, you know, about Battletoads, how Battletoads is, you think it's like a good game, but like it's incredibly hard and that's its hindrance. Don't you feel like the same thing with this one? Like there's nothing.
In Ninja Turtles, they fuck with you. Like you're going into a room, and then you're going through the whole room, and you might die twice, and you get to the end of the room,
and there's nothing.
And it's like half a pizza.
Right.
And you're like, what the fuck? Now you gotta go all the way back.
Yeah. You know what's bullshit in that game too is, when you leave one of those levels and you are in the turtle van, and you have the same amount of life.
Exactly.
Why?
Yeah.
Right.
Shouldn't a turtle van have its own life or something like
that? The thing that doesn't make sense with that game is that it doesn't feel like it's a Turtles game, especially when you consider the ones that came after it. Because it has almost, other than like a couple of licensed characters like Rocksteady and Bebop and the Shredder and the Technodrome, it doesn't like feel like any of the enemies, like it's like they just took another game and they just dumped in the turtle sprites, which are all the same,
right?
One color difference,
right?
Well, the worst thing is like when you're a kid, you have your favorite turtle to play as, and you'll start out and he'll die fucking immediately, and then you have to play as the other turtles. And
Donatello is the only one useful because he's got the long stick,
exactly. He's got the range,
and nobody likes him because he's purple.
And you're always stuck with Raphael at the end, with
and he's like just
his hand, you know, what are they called?
Size,
right?
Yeah, you have my support.
Thanks a lot, April, you stupid bitch. Get a fucking katana and get in line, help us kill these things.
But the next turtle games were really good.
The what?
The arcade. That was the second one, right?
Oh, yeah.
The NES port is the original Turtles arcade game, the beat 'em up.
Mm. And they did a good job porting that to the the system.
It was totally playable. It was good.
Definitely. I mean, it obviously wasn't as good as the arcade, but
nothing.
They actually added two extra levels because the arcade game isn't really that long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they added like a Central Park in the snow when you fight a polar bear in a like a leather jacket. It's ridiculous. he's like Fonzie and a polar bear put together. It's ridiculous.
Right. He's cooler. At least you were fighting foot soldiers in that game.
Uh-huh.
And not
quite a lot of
fireman.
True.
Yeah.
True. That's pretty much
frog guy.
Or Leatherface. Or the frog guy, right?
It's like great. Missiles, balloons and shit in that game. It didn't make any sense.
You know what's great about
the Turtles 1 is like they'll play that epic boss music and then like one guy will come out. You'll be like, you're the fucking boss.
right.
Like you'll be walking through the sewer and then like everything the game just goes, hold on, fuckers. And like then like the frog guy will come out. He won't even like attack you. You just like hit him with Donatello's bow like three times.
There's definitely a theme, and the theme is the difficulty in the ninja games.
Oh, for sure. You said it. For sure. Yeah. Even in the newer ones, like newer games are easier, but like for the original Xbox, I don't know if anybody played Ninja Gaiden 1, and then they released Ninja Gaiden Black. But it was so fucking hard, man. It was just, you know, but the anime and Ninja Gaiden 2 for Xbox 360 was also awesome. But they were, again, really fucking hard. You just hit a wall. You got to a level where it's just, you can't get past this unless you have unbelievable fucking, but the animations in those games were fucking awesome for the magic and shit. It's just, it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's a fun game to play, but you will hit a wall and you won't be able to get any further.
Yeah.
But I thought they were visually very impressive. The Xbox and Xbox 360 game.
Yeah, I haven't played any of them. Go ahead, Cliff.
They did a good job of, like, you know, calling back to the original games with those, I thought, just modernizing it. Because they're still super difficult, but they have, like, that same feeling to them in a way.
Yeah.
Because like of the power-ups and everything you get, so yeah.
The darkness and helplessness now, of fucking Ninja Gaiden.
Did they start, like, working with the stealth a little more than the...
Not in the Gaiden games. Okay. Not in those two games. I haven't played. That's the last Ninja Gaiden 2 for 360 is the last Ninja game I've played. Unless you count Bayonetta. Bayonetta. It's kind of like a Ninja game.
It plays similar to that.
Right.
I would think that that should be like a big part.
Yeah, you would think.
I would think that would be like a big part of it.
It's not really, no.
Huh. Yeah, you're right about that. All these Ninja games are just go.
I mean, I get it. You get it, you know, on the older systems, there's not much you can really do. But, you know, even in...
Right.
I mean, I'm not too familiar with...
There are some that are more stealthy, but you're talking later generations, like the original PS, the original PlayStation, the Tenchu games.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tenchu. It was great.
Tenchu, that's a stealth-based game. Okay. Where you try to, like, avoid guys and hide on rooftops.
Okay.
But most of them are just balls out attack. You just start, go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're in daylight for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do kind of feel like a beat 'em up, only you can throw shit
and
jump a little better.
Right.
The combos are insane. Yeah. I mean, it's really cool because you're moving so fucking fast. You feel like a total badass in the Ninja Gaiden, the newer Ninja Gaiden games.
Yeah.
That was cool in the first one, too. I mean, you fucking booked, man.
Oh, yeah.
Across the screen.
Yeah, you were fast.
So in the Ninja Gaiden games for the Xbox, was that side scrolling? I've never played it.
No, it was full 360, and it's funny.
Okay, so it didn't take away from it.
No, the 360 thing made it really cool. you know, having the camera go every which way, but the pain in the dick about it was the camera got stuck in the wall a lot. And you wind up getting your ass handed to you because you have to be on the ball, man. You can't miss a fucking hit in that or they're going to wreck you. So it's kind of a detriment with the camera. It was cool that it was 360, but at the same time, you could really get fucked.
And what console was it? Or
the original Xbox and the Xbox 360.
Okay. Now, Tenchu is another one. I haven't played that one.
Me neither.
Cliff, you were saying... I think Cliff was talking about this before the show. Cliff, you played it, right?
Yeah, I've played both Tenchu 1 and 2.
Okay. Now, is it similar to Black, the 3D stuff?
No, not really. The Tenchu ones are like Rory was saying, like more stealth-based and like...
They're also very primitive. They don't hold up at all. There's like those N64 fogs, so like you'll just be like, you don't see anything, and then bam, they're right in front of you. Like, fuck.
Yeah, they pop in like right in front of your, you know, field of view like all the time. So, but yeah, the Ninja Gaiden games were great. I played the original on Xbox, and then I played Ninja Gaiden Sigma on PS3, which was like enhanced with different blood effects and like I don't know, some other upgrades and stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too. I played that game. Yeah, that was
solid.
It was
game.
Similar. It was similar to the
Yeah, very very similar.
The other two played similarly.
I'm gonna have to try those games.
They're fun, man.
Yeah,
they're hard as fuck though. I don't expect to beat it.
Okay.
They had to put an easy mode in Ninja Gaiden Black. They put a fuck you mode in. I forget what it was called. And Ninja Gaiden Black is basically a remake of the Ninja Gaiden 1 for Xbox, the original Xbox. Yeah, they have a fuck you mode, which is just ridiculously hard, but then they put an easy mode in so you could fucking beat it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all Ninja Gaiden Black is a re-release of Ninja Gaiden 1.
I wish all Ninja Gaiden games had an easy mode. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Let's see this game.
There's another game that is nowhere near Ninja Gaiden. It's Legend of the Mystical Ninja
for
the Super Nintendo. Rory had it.
Excellent game.
Yeah, we played the shit out of this. Now it's a complete 180.
Yeah.
You know, from Ninja Gaiden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, so
goofy.
It's a comedy type game where it's supposed to be funny, and you walk around a world free roaming, basically. Free roam. Rory, what was the point of the game?
Why did they make this miserable piece of shit?
I never understood the point. It was just fun doing shit.
Well, all of them are based on like the equivalent of Robin Hood, but from Japan.
Hmm.
So, like, the point was to overthrow the evil empire, you know, the bad like royal family.
Yeah, yeah. Two players and, like, at once.
Two simultaneous two players, and it had lots of diversions and side tactics. Like they had a quiz show for some reason.
Huh.
They had horse racing.
The horse racing was fun as hell.
They had lotteries. They had. You could actually play old Konami games in the game zone. Like you could play Konami's Radius One. You could play a game called Goblin Paint. Mm-hmm. And it also had not only the free roaming parts, it also had elements of puzzles. You had to like get certain things and grind for money.
Yeah, yeah.
It also had 2D fighting ones for the boss fights. And
right.
Again, the game is 100% Japanese. Like, they didn't really de-Japanese that game at all. And it, it works the way it is. They actually have four or five Legend of the Mystical Ninjas for Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
But two through four or five have not been translated. So they're very Japanese. I don't know if you could play them. Like, you could probably get through just hitting yes, 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 accept.
Yeah.
And whatever the fuck it is, but. They were never released. I know at least two, a guy called Aeon Genesis, he does like a professional translating, and this is like one of his side projects. And I think he's like 80% done Mystical Ninja 2, which would be nice to be able to play in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like to check that
They're
out.
They're all good. They're goofy.
Are you sure the purpose wasn't to save your girlfriend that got kidnapped like every other game? I think it was.
I
think
yeah.
she's the princess. I don't know if she was your girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
She's you definitely save a princess and her father, who I assume is the king.
Right, right.
Well, that would make sense.
One of my favorite things about the game, there's a point in the game, and I haven't played it in a while, so I can't remember, but when everyone gets angry... And the music changes. Rory, what was that? I forget. Do you remember that?
I don't think I got that far.
You do something. I don't know if you hit somebody or what, and everybody gets pissed off.
You kick the chicken?
Yeah, the music changes, and then it lifts.
Make everybody mad.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. It's
got you.
Have you ever played on the DOS box? Again, it originally came out for Commodore, the Last Ninja series?
No.
No, I never played it.
The Last Ninja series is interesting because it's like, kind of like a point and click, but not really. It's kind of puzzle based, and it has elements of light combat. So it's more ninja based than say Ninja Gaiden, which is again is basically an arcade game. You never heard of the Last Ninja?
I never played that one.
No,
they're very difficult. But like again, like there's like 20 screens on a level, and you can go like in almost any order to get through them.
Okay,
it's not all combat. A lot of it is puzzles or like avoiding fights.
Is it side scrolling?
No, it's like isometric.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you walk with WASD and then use the clicker to fight? How does it work control-wise?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Yes. You're going to use the arrow keys.
Okay.
You're going to use the arrow keys. So it's kind of clunky. I think there's three of them, but two of them are on DOS. Mm-hmm. Again, they're really Commodore games, Commodore 64.
Okay. All right.
So I'm sure somebody in the audience has played it. They're good games. Check them out. They're free online.
Right, right. Okay, cool. All right, guys, so after that ninja talk, why don't we get to the game review, Shinobi 3. All right, well, that's the music from Shinobi 3, and that music was composed by the same guy that did Streets of Rage series, Yuzo Koshiro.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good. It's that's good knowledge.
It is. Very good music. This game was published and developed by Sega.
It's by far the best Shinobi game, by far.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that includes the arcade games, too.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Hands down. Because it's a great formula. For a ninja, you actually have a ton of moves. Like, a lot of ninja games, like, again, Ninja Gaiden, or even the arcade shinobis, which are kind of more or less like Rolling Thunder. You can go, you have like jumping attacks, you have dive bomb attacks, you can use your sword in this game, you can do a sliding attack, you can use the stars. You have a great, like spread to kill people in this game.
Yeah, one of the moves that is pretty important to really nail is that, that jump kick. Because you can repeatedly
jump on their heads. Yeah.
And then you can hit like two in a row if they're standing next to each other.
Right.
It's very fluid.
Yeah.
Absolutely fluid. It's almost like Symphony of the Night fluid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, this came out in 93, I think, right?
93, yep.
Yeah. I mean, there was nothing like it at the time in terms of, like, platformers.
I think this is an example, too, of a game where you can't, you know, watch footage of this. You have to actually play it to understand how fluid it is.
It is.
How fun it is to hit people, you know, jump and shit like that.
It still looks great, too. It's aged really well.
I mean, it looks great. Yeah, it really does. The foreground and all that, you know, the moving.
Large characters. You know,
it feels like an arcade.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely in your face.
Yeah. Especially the bosses. I like the large bosses.
I think the boss fights are great.
They're the best part of the game for me.
Yeah.
They have crazy boss fights in this game.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why do you fight Mechagodzilla?
Why? Do you care, though? It's so cool. Who cares why?
That's actually a pretty funny-ass boss.
Like, it is.
It looks ridiculous.
It's something you see at, like, a monster truck rally.
Right.
Truckosaurus. Flyer. Truckosaurus. Is that what it was called? Truckosaurus?
That's from The Simpsons.
Okay.
That's funny, though.
If you guys have played Shinobi 2, you actually fight Spider-Man in that one, too.
I believe you fight Godzilla as well.
Oh, yeah?
Do you?
Yeah.
Mecha Godzilla or just Godzilla?
No.
Actual.
Shinobi, this is a side note. Shinobi 2 is actually, like, full of, like, questionable copyrighted shit that they actually took out.
Are you talking about Revenge of Shinobi? Or wasn't it Return of Shinobi, the second one?
The second game is really called The Revenge of, or I think The Revenge of Shinobi.
Right.
But some people argue that the second game was technically Shadow Dancer. That came out in between Shinobi and Revenge of Shinobi.
Right.
Right.
I think Revenge of Shinobi is called Shinobi 2.
Okay. Yes, I thought so too. That's what I thought, yeah.
Well, anyway, my point is, like, in The Revenge of Shinobi, there's, like, a ton of, like, questionable copyright stuff. Like, there's the, I think, the aliens from Aliens. Spider-Man's in it.
Wow.
Godzilla's in it for some reason, and he, like, he's blue, too. Like, it's not even, like, he's a different color. Different revisions of that game took all that out.
I'm looking at some images on Google, and it looks like they changed the Godzilla character to be, like, without skin, so it's just, like, a skeleton that you fight.
Post-release, they did this.
I'm not sure if it was...
They're worried they were going to get sued?
Revenge of Shinobi, it was never an arcade game, so it was a console exclusive. Mm-hmm. And each revision of the game, they took more and more shit out.
Right.
So they're like, we got to take that shit out. We got to take that
we
shit
just
out.
Got a call from this group. We just got a call from Spider-Man's agent, and he said, get him the fuck out of there.
I think you even fight Rambo in 2.
No.
You can. Yeah, I'm looking at images of it right now.
I probably never realized it because I played that game and I never
picked up on it.
Yeah. My point is, like, it's inferior. They're all inferior to 3. And I don't think they make Shinobis anymore.
They made one for PS2. That was the last one that came out.
Yeah, but not like this. Like, not the complete 3D world one, like those Shinobi.
No, yeah, that was like a 3D world one, and you had to, like, link combos together in order to stay alive because your sword...
They invented, like, the ridiculous scarf.
Yeah, they had that scarf that trailed you for, like, 20 feet.
They had the Doctor Who scarf.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
No, I got you. Shinobi 3 you were right. It's still beautiful. I love the horse level.
Me too. Jetboard level the most. Jumping the ramp or whatever to get all the pickups. Yeah, I don't know why, man. I really like that level.
They are fun. Well, it's a nice change of pace.
That's what it is, yeah.
You know?
It's a well-rounded game.
You do a lot of things. You're not just walking straight. Yeah, you're on a horseback. You're on a jet ski. We're
going up an elevator.
Yeah, we're going up the elevator. And the one level hard.
Oh,
the one with the rocks.
Oh, my God.
That's as far as I can get.
You have like 2 or 3 frames in the jump at the top of the jump to pull off that double jump. They were doing so good with the platforming, too. And then I got to that, and I was like, you motherfuckers. Are you serious?
When you're in the canyon, is that
your same level? Yeah, you're jumping up the rocks, and the enemies are on the fucking rocks. So you have to time it perfect and then not get murdered while you're trying to land.
Yep. Oh, you have to use your ninjutsu. That makes it a lot easier. The one for high jumping.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You have 4 ninjutsu.
4.
That's tough to use, though. The
fire dragons,
especially as a first timer. It's tough to get that little double jump.
No, it's very difficult. The timing is huge in that game, and that's one of the problems I always had with the emulators.
I was just going to ask you because you always bring this game up when it comes to emulation.
And I have an amazingly difficult time. If I play this on emulation, I have a ridiculously hard time getting past that the creature that goes under the ground and shoots the laser.
Is this on all forms of emulation, PC and on the Pi, that you have a problem with?
No, the Pi one, there is still a delay.
What's better?
The controls of the Pi.
It's better on the Pi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the console, I mean, that's dead on.
Yeah.
So it makes the game a lot easier when you have to, you know, bounce back and forth, or the elevator level when you got to grab onto the or the beams or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, everything has to be so precise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the screen's moving up.
I actually had the most difficult time wasn't even with the double jump, and I don't know how closely it's related to my controller because I'm using an emulator or not. But at the very end, before you fight the final boss, jumping back and forth on the wall that's closing in.
Okay.
And then it has fucking electric on the fucking wall the higher you get. I must have died 15 fucking times on that.
Yeah.
That was brutal. That was harder than the final boss fight. I must have fell 15 times. I don't know whether... You know what I'm talking about, right? Where you have to climb back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, jumping. For whatever reason, it wouldn't always register, and it wouldn't hold the wall. And I wound up falling like five frames and having to start over. And by the time I got to the top, it squished me.
That was the most brutal part of the game for me. The controller.
That was brutal.
That's what it is.
I hope so.
It is. You play that on the system, you can get the rhythm down a lot better when you get that jump back and forth.
I know you have it on your EverDrive. Yeah. Do you have this cart?
No, I used to. I don't have it anymore.
Oh.
I wish I did. But the EverDrive does a great job.
It's
just like you're playing a cart.
Okay.
It's still a cheap game. I mean,
it's $20.
Yeah, around $20. The timing in this game is everything.
Yeah, I beat it this week, but with save states. So.
With save states.
Yeah, I cheated.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And you've never tried to do that.
No, I've never cheated. That's one of those games I can't cheat on. Yeah.
It's too wholesome
for
you. It's too wholesome.
Actually, this week was the farthest I ever got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that, the boulders going up and down in the canyon, I never got to that level before.
Oh. And how long have you been playing this game? Since you were a kid?
Since I was a kid. Yeah. Off and on.
That's how those games are kind of meant to be played.
Yeah.
You play them here and there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't want to overdo it.
I guess.
I don't like overdoing it. I don't want to get sick of it.
Yeah, sure.
What's the deal with the giant, like, Splatterhouse mummy man down to, like, the lab level?
Bio.
What's up with that guy? What's up with that?
Is that the same thing as the blob thing you're talking about? Because that thing was cool. With the hand? The blob thing?
Yeah, we're talking about the same
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's the thing I never understood about this game. What universe does this exist in? Like, you're fighting bird people? Like,
right.
Then you're fighting
it doesn't make any sense.
I love that boss. The one that's comes out from under the ground with the laser.
Right.
It's one of my favorite bosses in any game.
That level is weird.
It is strange. Yeah. It seems out of place.
It's a little bizarre.
Yeah.
And then you're running through the dirt and the beetles are trying to grab you.
Yeah.
It is. A weird
the guy was definitely level. On acid, whoever wrote this game.
You know, you start off and you're in the woods. Okay. Then you kind of go through a cave. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're on horseback. That's cool.
Right.
And then you're in this weird elevator thing. You're like,
it leads you to believe that you're...
But how did I get here?
We're getting a little goofy now.
Yeah.
It leads you to believe that you're back in time because, like, they're all wearing old-timey outfits. You're on a fucking horse, for Christ's sake.
Right.
Like, and then you're, like, in the middle of a military base.
Right,
you're like,
how
did we get here?
Yeah.
It doesn't jive up.
One of the things about the game, I have like an anxiety when I play it. The throwing stars or the arrow.
Shurikens.
Shurikens, right. There's like an anxiety because if you run out of them, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically screwed.
I was going to ask you that. Really?
You want to collect as many as you can, even if you're going to move slower through the game.
So you don't have any other attack?
Oh, you do. Well, you have your special attacks.
You have the special attack.
When you get close.
That's when you get close. You can't really...
you can jump kick.
But, I mean, you can't, like, swing that sword. Like, you can't, like, approach the guy, like, swinging the fucking sword, right?
Oh, no. You can double tap. You can do forward and then attack, and then you can swing your sword.
A dash, attack.
Which is a cool move. It's fun to do. But, yeah.
Did you guys know you could block in this game when you were kids?
No.
I had no idea.
I still didn't know that.
Yeah, if you hold down the attack button, you'll block.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't know that at all when I was a kid.
I didn't know that till just this moment, Cliff. Thank you. That's good knowledge.
That is pretty good knowledge.
Holy shit, I didn't even know that. I don't have any patience, though, for blocking. I just run through it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Fuck it.
Yeah, I think I'd still play it the same way, and only at, like, boss fights where they're, you know, using projectile attacks.
Right.
I think that's when it would be beneficial.
You can block the throwables, too?
You know, I don't even know because I haven't
used
it. Wait, my mind is, like,
blown.
Do
you take damage? Yeah, my mind's blown too.
I never realized you could block.
No shit.
Yeah, it's weird. You like hold your sword out in front of you, and your walk animation changes and everything.
Is this when you're crawling? You know, when you're walking on your knees
at any
just
time.
Walking.
Wow. I don't know. I am speechless.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
Wow. It's like I guess you're going to
be. This is like, I guess you're going to be playing this game tonight.
This opens up all new possibilities.
I can't wait to block everything.
I can't wait to block after I'm done vacuuming.
I have a whole different approach now.
You're going to beat the game tonight.
Yeah. Next episode, Ryan's going to be like, I finally beat fucking Shinobi.
All I had to do was learn how to block. 25 years later.
The next time I play the game, it's like a montage of me just blocking everything and kicking ass. But yeah, I do get the anxiety with the storm or the, Eric, say that word again.
Shurikens.
I get like an anxiety.
Shuriken.
Cause honestly, you need a shitload. You'll think you have a lot. You'll think you have a lot when you got like 70, but you fire through them so quick. You don't want to use them if you don't have to. Like if you're near a guy, just hit him with the sword or jump kick him. Cause if you get to a boss where you need to keep your distance, you're screwed.
I didn't have a hard time, getting more. Shurikens. It seemed like they were pretty plentiful. And I wished almost that there was more incentive for hand-to-hand combat. It seemed like I was always able to get enough shurikens where I just go across the screen and just hit him from across the screen, you know?
Right, right.
But I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I think it also, you can set the amount of shurikens you start with at the beginning of the game.
That's true. I jacked it up. That's my fault, probably.
Yeah.
I was like, 20 shurikens or 90 shurikens? Yeah, give me 90 shurikens. That's probably why I ruined the game for myself.
I think there was a cheat or a setting.
There was a cheat where you could have infinite.
Yeah, you set it to infinity.
An in-game cheat?
It's like a button in the menu. Code, like an old school.
Like an up, down, code. Right, left thing?
Yeah, so I don't remember the code, but infinite shuriken.
One of the weirdest things.
I'm watching a video right now of a boss fight from Shinobi 3.
Which one?
And it's the final Shadow Master, boss.
Never got it.
But you're like blocking all of his attacks, and it seems like that's the way you got
to
do it.
Just block. Man, that is the secret ingredient to Exorunius right there.
Ryan's whole life just changed in the last 10 minutes.
No, I'm blown away. I'm all disheveled.
Like 5 years ago when I was randomly playing it, and I was like, wait, what? You can block him?
Can I call you the Shadow Master from now on?
I would be honored.
I wonder how many people figure that out every day around the world. Like, you know, there's like two or three people going, what? You can block at Shinobi 3?
You got two or three right here. Sitting at this table.
Yeah.
One of the weird things about the game, this guy's a hero, right? He's a ninja. I always found it funny. His name is Joe.
Yeah. Joe the ninja. Like, the game's made in Japan. Like, right. Did they Americanize that? Or was it, his name should be like Ryu, like every other one, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just showing up as Joe. Like, it sounds like a normal guy showing
up. Yo, what's up, Joe? How you doing, dude?
Right.
Yeah, they must have asked that guy in the warehouse. What's the most common name in America? Joe?
Yeah, Joe.
All right, his name's Joe Smith, and he's a karate ninja from Japan.
Right. Rory, you ever beat this one?
Cheating.
You did it.
So, no.
Cheat. Right. So, I don't think anyone's beat it without cheating here.
I haven't.
On the show.
Not without cheating.
I'm going to do it one day.
It's hard, dude. These fucking ninja games are hard, especially the ones.
They really are.
First off, they wear on you. You might play the game really well one time, and then the next time you play it, you fucking suck. And you're like, why can't I beat this boss?
Oh, yeah. It's psychological warfare.
Because if you forget one of the patterns of a boss, and like I said, they have like 3 to 4 patterns, it takes you a while to master one. And you're like, all right, I got that move. And then they whip another one at you.
And your head's got to be into it, too.
You do.
If you're not, you know, like, in tip-top shape or whatever, forget it.
Yeah,
it's not going to work out.
I agree.
There is strategy to the game. Have you ever used the suicide magic, jiu-jitsu that kills
I have.
Yourself?
I've used it to beat a boss.
I use Fire Dragon because it's
exactly
so cool.
What
it's the only
it
one.
I saw that
exactly
on
exactly the point.
Yeah, I saw
because
that
if you die... You have to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna die, if you have like one hit and they still have half their life, okay, I don't think you even know how many hits they have. You use the suicide, you'll take a massive amount of data of them and you get a brand new life and you don't have to continue.
Right. You know, I do that, I know this is a little off topic, but I do that all the time if I'm playing a Mega Man game.
I don't want
to waste a weapon on a boss.
Okay.
And I know that it's not gonna work out. I always kill my, no, there's not a suicide option, but I always kill myself. So I start at the boss with the full weapon.
Oh, okay.
I do it all the time.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
With that feature in that game, it doesn't hurt you that bad because they are pretty generous with lives. I think they are. I can really rack up lives. I mean, there is hidden life around, and you just got to go through all the boxes. They're pretty generous with life in general, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when you have to use that, you're not, you don't think you're fucking yourself.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, because you can really accuse. That's the thing about the game. You want to race through it, but if you take your time.
You got to take, especially some of them platforming parts, man. They're
exactly.
Dick. Especially the part where the, like the floor collapses on you.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And yep. Part of the objective is to actually have the floor blow up with the bomb. It took me a while to realize that. I'm going, why can't I go anywhere?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And you got to actually blow the bomb up
mm-hmm.
in order to clear the way.
Yep. Yep. There's a few parts in the game where there's areas. I think they're tricks. I don't think you can really get in. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. There's certain areas where they put like a box. You know there's something in there, but you can't get to it. I can't figure out a way to get to it.
They're just trying to get you to lose like five lives trying to get to it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Go ahead, Cliff.
Oh, no. I was just laughing along with what you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
We are a hoot, aren't we?
You guys are cracking me up.
Coast to coast.
Cliff's like, I thought I was a nerd. Listen to these tools. Right?
What a serious conversation about Shinobi.
Yeah. It's very serious.
That's right. Man, Shinobi's it's some serious stuff. I'm right there with you.
No, I love it. It's one of my favorite games.
Shinobi's life.
That's right. It is life.
It was Neo Zed, right? It was like the name of the organization or whatever you were taking down.
Yeah, the Nemesis. Yeah.
Yeah. Were they in the other games at all? Like Shinobi 2?
They are. Yeah, it's
know that, Ryan.
It is. It's an ongoing nemesis.
An ongoing nemesis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that's what the title screen again. Says too. Let's just Google it then.
Let's check it out. Let's Google that.
What is this name of this thing?
Neo Zed. Zeed.
Let's find that out. Neo Zed Shinobi. All
right, we're
there
Googling it right now.
We're gonna find out.
Come on.
Okay.
I mean, it says Neo Zed is threatening the world once more for the
Shinobi
3.
Revenge of Shinobi, which took place 3 years after the original events of Shinobi. Zed regathered under a new name, Neo Zed.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So they just regathered under a different name, but they're
so
in the second game as well.
Oh, my God. So, wait, Rory.
What's that?
You're wrong.
Well, technically, he's not because they weren't called Neo Zed; they were called Zed. On technicality, he's right, but he really wasn't.
They were bought out.
Son of them. The same game with different Nazis. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same group.
There was a version of this game when this game was originally developed. There was a version that they did not put out. They waited a year, changed some things in the game, and then they put out what we know as Shinobi 3. But there's a ROM available online. Apparently, I read. Where you can actually obtain the original, you know, before they made the changes and, you know, sent the game out. That ROM is out there. I don't know how to get it. I don't know what the hell it's called, but it's out there. I just read that.
It's all in Japanese, probably?
That I don't know. I don't know the details. Mm-hmm. But it's out there if you want it.
If you want it bad enough, you can have it.
Well, yeah. Rory, you heard anything about that?
Well, I'm aware that they changed some stuff, but I don't know what they actually changed.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either.
This game was, like, in development hell. Like, it added a year to when it was released.
I don't know. If
I would think that they
problems.
Probably simplified some stuff. Like
might have been too hard,
especially like the factory level. That's a confusing. Like Eric's right with the
it
bombing
is.
And the floor. That's a confusing fucking level.
It is. It reminds me of Echo the Dolphin, the last level. Welcome to the Machine.
Nothing's as bad as that.
There was critics said that this game was a lot easier. It was too easy.
Yeah, my ass.
Compared to the other ones.
Well, I'm really
I don't
compare to the other.
I think they're totally wrong. This game was hard enough.
It's
I still can't beat the damn thing.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought, Shinobi 2 was actually pretty easy. I remember beating that one, like, no problem.
Then what the hell is everyone bitching about then?
Probably less people played the second one.
Yeah.
It's fairly playable at the beginning, and then it really turns on the difficulty level.
The fallen rock thing, I could see how that, if you didn't have save states, like, to make sure that you were all jacked up before you got to that,
right.
I could see myself, and never playing again, because you really need that double jump.
You do.
You got to have that shit down, which is funny because I didn't feel like I had a problem with that with the emulator at all.
Hmm.
I thought the double jump was right
and
on. My
fine.
Controller was right on. It was the fucking wall back and forth.
Yeah. One of the things that pisses me off every time I play it, I always use my special by accident.
I always fuck up.
And I'm like, motherfucker. Yeah. And you use it. And you know you're screwed once you use it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't have this for the boss.
Yeah. You're going to need it. So, guys, what would you do with this game? Would you emulate or would you buy or collect?
I think that's what we...
Was that the original?
I think that's right.
All right.
And we can actually use it for this game.
Yeah.
Well, we'll start with Cliff.
I actually still have my copy that I got when I was in third grade.
Wow.
Oh, awesome.
So, nice. Definitely collect, but if I didn't have it, I would say buy for sure.
Mm. Eric?
Yeah, I collect it. Yeah, it's a solid game, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have to try it without the save states. It's just so hard not to because you want to see the whole game.
I know. You want to see it. You know what I mean? It's a challenge game.
But it's a quality game. It still holds up. I'd say collect.
It does. Mike?
I'd give it a buy.
Okay. All right. All right. And Rory?
I would avoid this game at all costs.
Is that a serious fucking answer,
Rory? Serious?
No, of course it is. It's a great fucking game, man. It's one of the best games on the Genesis.
It's hard to tell with you. You thought Mario 2 was the best Mario. We'll never know what you really mean.
Mario 2.
No, I didn't know. I didn't mean to start anything. Please. No.
All right.
Fucking well, love Toad. Take it back.
Toad.
I love
him. What a useless character. What a pointless, useless character.
He doesn't need a shirt.
He needs a shirt.
Has a
he's got a wife beater on. It's a wife beater. Right?
He's actually the character that I do go back to if I use the fucking princess.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Okay, thank you.
Stop helping his cause.
It's Night Court.
What the fuck are you doing?
Well, he's right in that regard.
I guess so.
God. All right, I would obviously buy this game. Mm-hmm. I love this fucking game. Mm-hmm. So let's close this one out. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at EmulateThis@Outlook.com. Cliff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Cliff.
Thanks, Cliff.
Yeah, thanks for having me,
once
guys.
Again.
Hey, thanks for everyone who is clicking on the iTunes store and giving us reviews. Much appreciated.
Yes. Another nice review the other day.
It was very nice.
Yeah. Reviews are always nice.
We're so sad. We really are. We just need a...
We get a kick out of the little things in life.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
See you.